Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, cue me up. Hey yo, what's up? It's your boy Mike Wise, and we broadcasting live for Action Entertainment. Yo, we VIP backstage at the Jazzy Love Mix Tour. You've seen it all around Nashville at various locations. Hey yo, she's on a tour, and she's coming off the stage right now. We're finna catch and get a question from her real quick. Hey yo, Jazzy, over here. What's up, Jazz? Hey, check this out. The people want to know one thing. How do you free yourself?
How do I free myself? Well, I meditate. Take a deep breath and relate to my pain, knowing that it's all gain. This is how life is designed, to test heart, soul, and mind. So I welcome the challenge with open arms. My creator will remove me from harm.
All right, welcome Detroit. Good afternoon. All right, we've been having a little bit of technical difficulties going on here with the station, but nevertheless, we are here and you are tuned into the Poetic Energy Network station on the segment Life with Michelle of Mia Happy Life Coaching. So excited to be here talking with you this evening. We got to get some things straightened out on the radio network here. But nevertheless, we are here to talk with you today just to kind of share with some happy thoughts and some wonderful things. So we are, let's get started with everything here. Yes, today is another Thursday. It is March 1st. Can you believe it? It is March 1st. It seems like this year is going by so quickly, but we're certainly thankful that we're here today to just talk to you this afternoon just about life in itself. Now we have a little bit of things we're going to talk about. You know, I've been hearing a little bit about people, not a little bit, but a lot. So many people talking about relationships. Everybody talking about love, everybody wanting love, everybody seeking love, everybody doing whatever it takes to get love. We so appreciate everyone, wanting to find love, but not everybody knows how to really identify with the true identity of love. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. I'm just going to share with you some quick tips on relationships. Just some quick tips, because it seems like that's the number one thing that people are seeking answers for, because so many people go through through these different changes with relationships, you know, and we really don't have to go through some of the things that we're going through in life. I am just so one of those people who is all about love, and you know, and dealing with the true fabrics of love. So many people they seek to really truly hurt love and be a vessel that, you know, advocates hurting people with love and deceiving people with love. But love is such a beautiful thing, and we should, you know, we shouldn't use it as something to try to lure people into a life of hurt. And I was reminded the other day about a situation that a young lady I ran in, came in contact with, and she, this was last year sometime, the latter part of last year, and she was a stranger to me, but, you know, I couldn't walk past a person who was just crying because it's just, you know, sometimes the burden and the weight can be so heavy where you just cannot, you know, hold it in. People, you know, probably would have said, you know, walking past. I'm sure there were other people who walked past and saw her releasing tears from her eyes, but didn't stop enough, you know, think enough of the circumstances or the situation to you know, reach out to her, and, you know, to see if she was okay. But I was compelled in my heart to, you know, say something. And she just began to pour out to me, a total stranger. Sometimes all people need is somebody to talk to. And as she began to pour out, she began to kind of explain to me about wanting to be secure in her relationship because she had gained some weight and her significant other, you know, obviously was not, she felt him grow, you know, growing apart from her, and she felt a disconnection in their love. And so, therefore, you know, it was a concern for her because she felt like he was going to soon be packing his bags and going in a different direction because that was what he was making her feel. And so I am definitely, you know, I definitely was feeling the hurt come from her because here it is, a woman that is seeking love, seeking to keep her love, the love that she does have, because she, you know, knew this person for, you know, all of her life, been with this person all of her life. This is her husband. And, but she felt like she was losing him. And she said that she was kind of feeling that, you know, because he was kind of expressing in his body language, his verbal language, that he was no longer interested. And it was because of, you know, just a something superficial weight gain. And I'm sure it was some other things attached to that, but this is what, you know, that was being communicated to her. And it got me to thinking about how so many people have relationships that they no longer desire to be in. And sometimes they just linger on without allowing the other person to understand and know why it is they no longer want to be in that relationship. And it made me just want to talk about it today. I got you know, in sharing this story, let me go back to the story. But anyway, this young lady was sharing with me, you know, something that she probably should have been sharing with a friend or a therapist because it really was hurting her. But I just gave her the advice that came off the tip of my tongue. And, you know, because my advice would never be for, you know, I would never tell another person to leave somebody because they have to come to their own conclusion. And the reason why is that I feel that a person has to come to a point where they're able to draw from their own strength and to move forward in their lives to do something different. And so this is what I was, you know, saying to saying, you know, kind of communicating to her that, you know, she has to come to her own conclusion as to what she wants to do, because obviously if she's being affected by it, she still loves this person. So you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're hated because you're giving some advice to another person. They have to just show them how, if they put you in a position where they're seeking your help, allow them to be put in, allow them to make the choice and the decision to love a person, to deal with a person, to, you know, leave a person if they need to, but never make that decision for them. I'm going to share with you just a couple quick tips because, you know, we got started a little bit late, but I want to share with you, I always try to bring in a different element, you know, to, you know, my discussions. And here's one of the things, a relationship, this is a relationship point. A relationship is a connection between two individuals. When two people fall in love, it has become a loving relationship. The relationship has moved from two people simply in contact with each other to two people who can't get enough of each other. A loving relationship may build slowly like a train coming in the distance until when it gets to you, it emits a deafening roar. Or you may be two people totally oblivious to the relationship that is developing when suddenly you are hit with the realization that you have fallen in love. People are complex and love develops in different ways. I wanted to read that poem because I think it's very important for when people, when you're in a relationship, to always remember, go back to your beginning stages of when you first knew you fell in love with that person. And that is, of course, if you want to really heal that relationship, because 99.9% of the time, if you revisit that moment, it will conjure up those beautiful moments of when you first loved that person. And then it also inadvertently help you find the wrong that happened in your relationship in the first place to bring you in a place where you're not in, you know, you're no longer happy with that person. You'll be able to, once you retrace your roots and go back to the very beginning, you'll be able to clearly see the path that your love between this other person has taken in order for you to begin the healing process. And again, this is if you want to heal that. But you both, the both of you who are involved in a relationship, definitely have to want to, you know, revisit the beginning just so you can find. I wanted to read this poem because it's so beautiful, because it is so true. People are complex and love develops in different ways. You could be going in the right direction. He could be going in the wrong direction. But you can circle around and end, and the both of you end up going in one direction, and you find out, didn't I just bump into you? You're like eons ago. But that's how love is. Is that, you know, you can meet a person in your lifetime and never, you know, get to know that person. Then next thing you know, you're bumping into this person again, and love becomes one situation and becomes one unit, because you revisit, you have an opportunity to come back to that place where you first met this person, and you wanted to say, something has to be. We keep, you know, coming, crossing paths, so let's explore what's going on between us. But another part of this form, a loving relationship may build slowly, like a train coming in the distance, until when it gets to you, it emits a deafening roar. There's just something about, you know, the slow path. Everybody want to find love so quickly. Therefore, you find yourself getting in relationships with people who that you really haven't allowed yourself to get to know or to build anything with. You just, you know, building blocks real quick. You know, I want this relationship and I want it now. So you get in this anxiety of you know, wanting to renew them because everybody else is in a relationship, so I want mine now, and you never give yourself time to build up on something strong and lasting, and therefore you in your next few months you don't realize that the relationship that you were building, the foundation that you were building on, was something that wasn't, you know, well thought out, or you didn't build it on a strong foundation. So again, you know, it's an amazing thing to be able to say that you're in a great relationship, that you're in a relationship, but how great is the relationship? And that's what we want to talk and, you know, begin to give you some steps to kind of begin to make better choices with relationships. One of the number one things I would like to say is, a lot of people say, you know, to go out on a date with a person, that's how it all starts. But I would even venture to say, not even just making a date for dinner or a movie or anything like that. Make it something that necessarily doesn't always have to do with doing something. You can make your first date, you know, the simple things in life. You know, how back in the day when they, you know, used to go out with people and you guys went to the park. Nobody wants to do that any longer. But I think that is one of the most beautiful things and the most, you know, best ways to get to know a person, by, you know, being able to walk and not having any other thing keep you from getting to know that person, or takes away your attention from getting to know that person. Like going out to a movie, that really, you're not really getting an opportunity to get to know that person. That's taken away from your attention because you're focusing on a movie, if you really think about it, and you're not focusing on getting to know that person. Going out to dinner, okay, that's fine, but again, your attention is focusing on eating. You have, like, you know, however long it takes you to eat, you can talk in between, but then that could be a little bit embarrassing. You're trying to talk and chew at the same time. So, you know, just the simple things that you can bring back into your dating process. And, you know, because I'm hearing about so many people get involved with people that are borderline crazy. Or they are just a leap away from crazy. And that's because we are not paying attention to the signs. There are signs that people give off to let you know that they're unstable in their mind. And we're looking at, we want people dressed in the business suit. So if they dress to the T in the business suit and the Marnie suit, you know, we look past the signs of crazy. You know, to be honest with you, you know, we look at so many superficial things that it takes us, takes our focus away from looking for the soundness in the person. Does this person have it? And trust me, there are signs. The next time you decide that you want to go out on a date with a person or somebody hooks you up on a blind date, pay attention more to, you know, their mannerisms, how they talk, how they, their body language. There are other natural things, and, you know, because God gives us an intuition, especially when he gives us an intuition that kind of just clues in on crazy, no good, or things of that nature. And we need to start using those natural processes or those natural intuitions that we have to cue in on those things, because it'll save us from a lot of hurt in the future. So let's make sure that we begin to pay more attention to our natural signs, our natural built-in signs of identifying with people, discerning people. And that will save you from a world of hurt. You know, and one way of doing that is beginning to go back to the beginning stages. And, you know, they used to say, let's go back to the old landmark in the church. Let's adopt back into some of those old practices of dating a person, where it was a little bit more wholesome. I know people want to, you know, jump around and then get this bunny rabbit effect going on, and everybody want to sex everybody up. But, you know, in the end, that's all good and fine. Sex is great, wonderful, whatever. But at the end of the day, when the energy from that is all gone, what will you have left? What will you have left? And this is only applies to a person that really is seeking for a relationship. One of the other things I wanted to bring out is a lot of times people only want to deal with people with who they feel have money, who they feel have this, you know, status. You know, this is, I'm going to say this. It's okay to be in a relationship, or make sure you're in a relationship with somebody is definitely bringing something financially to the table. But that should not be your only premise of, you know, whether you're going to date this person or not. You certainly want somebody can take care of themselves. You don't want to, you know, because that could be a big burden in a relationship, and then also, you know, inadvertently cause you not to have a great relationship because you're trying to carry a burden of a grown person in a relationship. That's not a good relationship. What I am saying is that one of the things about us picking people who we choose to give our time to, you know, it should start off with just being, you know, just something casual and nice, you know, just getting to know a person, you know, getting to know whether this person is a great person to give your time to, or what do they like, what do they don't like, what are the things that they don't like, what are the things they like to do, what are the things they, you know, aspire to do, you know, what are they doing to help their community. You look, you know, talk to them about some of the qualities they have as an individual. That's getting to know a person, knowing about some of their qualities. I have yet to even witness many people, most the number one questions people ask when they're first meeting a person for the first time, so what do you do? But that's not one of the most important questions, because what do they do or anything like that is not going to, you know, cause you to have a great relationship. I have yet to hear a person say, well, what are some of the things you aspire to do in life? What are, you know, what are the kind of things that you like to do? Except things of that nature, to be more engaging questions that really get you into the realm of getting to know a person. A person, you know, like I was explaining to you about the story about the young lady, about her, you know, feeling that she was going to lose the love of her partner because of the weight gain. You have to also, you know, early on, people may say that it's too soon, but I think it's a good thing for you to understand how superficial a person is in the beginning, because if it is a superficial person and something occurs in your life where it does cause you to gain weight, is this person the type of person who will work with you and help you with losing weight if that's what you choose to do? Or is this person say, hey, you gain weight, I'm no longer attracted to you, blah, 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 you know, so I got to be up out of here. You know, we have a great relationship, but your weight is the only thing that's keeping me not wanting to be with you. You got to learn those qualities in a person, if that is a person initially, how they feel in the beginning, guess what, you know, you stand a chance of, you know, being in a relationship for a long time and then only to find out that this person truly can't love you unconditionally, because a person can only love you as much as it is within them to love you, and that's one thing we have to understand early on in relationships too. We kind of try to bind people to love, but you really, you know, there's a freedom in loving, and when a person loves you, there's nothing that can be brought to the table, good or bad, that will make them stop loving you. You know, a person that truly wants to love a man or a woman, they will do whatever it takes to love you. And I don't mean that you should be taking bull crap off of people. What I am saying is that when you are faced with issues or problems in your relationships, you get together and come together and figure out how we're going to make this work and how we're going to straighten things out. That's what I'm talking about. And those are kind of some of the things that you wanted you want to connect with a person early on, because we don't do that. Be honest with yourself. We do not. People think the basis of getting to know a person is how much money you make, what kind of job you got, you know, and that's really pretty much it. Are you good and bad? But notice all those things are not lasting things. All those things are not, you know, things that you would build from on a good foundation. Certainly all of those things has a place in the foundation of a relationship, but it should not be the foundation of a good relationship. And again, let me go back to the young lady. But, you know, with sharing the advice of her, you know, I told her basically that she needed to, love herself. Because if you can't truly love yourself totally, you don't have enough love within you to love someone else. And if you give all your love to someone else and leave nothing for yourself, then you are headed for, you know, a dark place in your life, and you will be stuck there until you realize that you must love yourself first. And you know, that's pretty much the premise of the advice. I said a whole lot of things, but a light bulb, you know, right before me came on in her eyes because of the things that I said to her, is that in order for you to love him, you have to love yourself. And, you know, if the weight is an issue, you lose it based on her wanting to lose it and her wanting to be healthier and things of that nature, not because it's something that he's, you know, can't deal with, because that says that he loves her with condition, and he has been loving her with condition. So I want to just encourage the single women out there to begin to love yourself. stop, you know, wallowing in, you know, self-pity and just roaming around the neighborhood, your home, you know, saying that, you know, I'm so lonely, because guess what? The more you say it, the more you're going to feel it, and the more you're going to believe it. Allow yourself to engage in things that, you know, is self-fulfilling for yourself, and allow yourself to spend time with people just to give you some company and a great time. It don't always have to be romantically. Have some male friends that you can spend quality time with, and it don't have to be about romance. It's just about being in the company of a good friend. Until that right one comes along for you, and trust me, when that right one comes along, you don't have to be in such a rush to love him because you feel like, you know, or a desperate, you know, situation to love him because, he's come along and I've been single and, you know, kicking it with these platonic friends. And I just want to, you know, just kind of encourage young, you know, single women. You know, I'm, you know, in my, you know, I'm 40. And so, you know, I live a balanced life when it comes to, you know, relationships, because it's, you know, I have great people that I can talk to, you know, fellowship with, and there are no strings attached, you know, and no romance involved, just great friends that I can connect with and that can connect with me. And I'm just so, you know, fulfilled within myself that when that right person does come along, I will know it. You know, it will not be something, I would not have to take a desperate measure because I feel like if I don't take love now, love won't come to me. You have to know that love is worth your attention. You are worth having love. And when love comes, it will not escape you if you don't take it at this time, because when love comes, it will be the right time. And I mean not just any love, not a replica of love, true love. Because and you say, Michelle, well, how do you know what the truth of love is? It is, love is really patient. And, you know, I've been saying that a lot lately. Love is really patient. And in this poem, like that poem said, it just evolves into something so magical, so beautiful. We think that we have to help love. You know, when we find a person, we think we all, and women, I hate to say it, but so many of you are, you know, guilty of this. When you connect with a male, you don't give him time to say, you know, this woman is just, you know, awesome. You try to give him things to make him see that you are, you know, totally, you know, why he should pick you, when naturally men are hunters, and when they find something that's worth, you know, latching onto, trust me, they will do whatever they need to do, especially a true man that's really seeking a quality woman. Not these hunters that are, you know, just looking to latch on to women and do whatever they need to do and then just throw them away. But the true beauty of a man that's truly looking for a relationship, you'll be able to see that in him, because he's not going to just make a desperate move. He's going to make a sound judgment and, you know, yes, I want to spend my life with this woman. And you need to allow men to make that decision, because it only is the best thing for you in the end. Because if you try to force him into making that decision, sometimes men will just, okay, well, she wants this. And then down the road, the both of you are unhappy because you kind of coerced him into making that decision. Let him make it naturally on his own. And I don't mean that you have to tie yourself down to this person and why they make up their mind. What I mean is that when he does make up, you do what you need to do, because guess what? He's not going to let you get away. He's not going to let you get away. If he truly wants to love you until it all makes perfect sense to him, he's going to come and say, look, I want to make you the woman of my life, the love of my life, you know, all of those things. And I'm only speaking from experience. I've had, you know, some beautiful, beautiful males that have been just lovely in my life. But every situation has its end in the beginning, until these people say that, you know, I want to make you my wife, or, you know, let's spend the rest of our lives together, then I posted on my first Facebook page today. Some people are in our lives for a lifetime. And let me tell you exactly what that that posting said, because I think it was so appropriate for what I'm speaking about today. Because we try to make people stick and stay in our lives for a long time, but they're not meant to. It says some people come in your life as blessings, and some others come in your life as lessons. So we gotta, you know, kind of figure that out and understand that. That every time you meet, and I want to speak to single women, because I am a single woman, and I want people to understand, women to understand, you know, stop allowing yourself to be set up for hurt or disappointment when the man that you want to love you don't love you. You know, once you do that, you kind of block the way of that person who would love you and who would give you the attention you need. You kind of block them from not coming to you because you're so preoccupied with another person, and you're trying to make another person see the quality and you see the best in you, but that person is not meant to be the balance of you. You know what I mean? If I will, you know, yeah, that's a perfect way to put it, the balance of you. That person is not meant to be the balance of you. So now you're setting yourself up for this person who is all wrong, maybe a good person. Don't get me wrong. It may be a good person, and you see it, and you know that this is a great person. But great people can be the wrong people for you and really present you with a lot of hell in your life because the both of you are not meant to be together. So I want my single sisters out there to recognize your worth and begin to understand that relationships should not be just built on superficial things. And don't allow anybody just to bring you something to the table and give you a replica of love and when you deserve real love. You know, you deserve it. And when you begin to date or mingle with someone of the opposite sex, and this goes for men too, but you know, my heart is, you know, really going out to the single women, because I feel and see so many of my sisters. I come across them so many times hurting from relationships, but not realizing that you allowed yourself or you set your own self up for hurt because you wanted to have love so bad that you were willing to do almost anything to have one particular person because they have crossed your path. To, you know, to make them love you when it wasn't meant for them to love you. They, you know, they were only in your life for a moment to teach you a lesson, you know, and that's all it was for. So I am really wanting to make sure that our sisters are really just really beginning to pay more attention to who you're dating, who you're spending your time with. Because the signs are that we have this built-in mechanism that is a God-given thing that shows us signs. We have to set aside our desperate measures and allow ourselves to become in tune with our intuitive mechanism and begin to say, this brother is ordering up an extra side of crazy, so I don't think I want to go that route. So you got to allow yourself to do that. And if you don't, you're going to continue on a path where you're allowing yourself to be in the company of men who really don't mean you any good, who don't really... They're not really looking for a late relationship. They're looking for a jump off or somebody that they can, I hate to say it, but I must say it. They're looking for somebody that they can mooch off of and who ain't going to mind because they know that you are dying for some attention. You are desperate for attention from a man. And you don't ever want to see yourself in that position. Let me tell you some of the things that you can do for yourself to bring yourself out of that position of being desperate. Begin to, and I know this sounds, you know, a lot of, maybe a little bit cliche-ish, but love yourself by treating yourself to a pamper session, because it's a way of loving yourself. And then, and not just, you know, going out and let somebody else do it. Do it for yourself. You know what I find myself doing a lot of times? I have a massage, a foot massage little thing where I soak my feet and I just give myself a manicure. And I do it every now and again. Don't trust, I mean, trust me, I go out and go to the shops to get it done. But when you're physically touching yourself, it's just a, like, a touch of love, touching me, touching myself to say, oh, I love me, whatever your name is. I love Pam. I love Michelle. Paint your own nails. Do your own hair. You know, once in a while, just to remind yourself how much you love yourself. Take yourself out to dinner. Do wonderful things for yourself, because you know exactly how you want to be treated and how well you treat yourself. A man is going to pick up on that and understand that he got to come better to the table with knowing how to treat you, because you are a woman who knows how to treat herself right. And this is just something that is so important, women. We mustn't continue to be on this path where we're only seeking to satisfy the needs of a man, when it should be a balance, you know, between in a relationship. He should want to meet and satisfy your needs as much as you want to meet and satisfy his. But you have to, you know, you have to be a woman that really makes, without really, you don't really have to verbalize it, but in your actions of how you treat yourself, he needs to see that. So he like, wait a minute, this is sister. I've dated some brothers in my lifetime who even said to me, you know, girl, Michelle, you are just remarkable. You are amazing. And I know I got to come to you correct. I even had one that I ended up not ever dating, but he said he knew that he couldn't step to me unless he had his S-H-I-T together. I want to say the word on the air, but you know what I mean, people. And we never dated, but it wasn't because he wasn't a good brother. He was a good person as a person, but you got to know the difference. There could be men that are good people generally, but they may not be good for a woman. They don't know how to have good relationships. They don't know how to be with one woman. They don't know how to build on a foundation of strong love. And there's a reason why for that. You know, they have to get down to the root of why they are like that, and they can only change that or get down to the root of it if they want to. Some men just want to have a different flavor every time, because they don't realize that they can be satisfied with one flavor. I mean, it's all the way how you lick it each day, lick that flavor around and about. But you can't be satisfied. You can be truly, a man can truly be satisfied with one flavor, but he has to, you know, understand that for himself, or seek understanding on how he can really do that. And that's another show and another topic and another conversation. But, you know, and you know, we will one day talk about cheating, but I really wanted to just talk about relationships and kind of giving our women some more guidance on, you know, making better choices, spending your time with quality people who really genuinely want to show you a good time. I want to say this one thing, too. So many people look at, of course, you want to date somebody that, you know, is pleasing to the eye, but people just have these unrealistic things going on here. I want them drop dead gorgeous. I want a woman that look like Beyonce and who else? Tyra Banks and all of that. And you look past the woman who has her own natural beauty or her own statement of beauty. I mean, beauty comes in so many different shapes and sizes, and you miss out on just having a good time. If people would get past the superficial, you know, type of thing like that and just enjoy, that's what dating really should be about. You know, everybody approaches it as, oh, I'm going in a relationship. But dating is just getting to know different types of people with different types of mindsets, and that don't mean that you're in a relationship with this person because you're dating them. A date is what it is, a date. This is a person I chose to spend my time with for the evening. Doesn't mean that you want to build a relationship with them. It doesn't mean that you don't. You haven't established that. But there's nothing wrong with going out and having a good time with a person with a great personality who can show you a good time, and who he may even have some common things that you share together, and you just have a great time. But so many people are just stuck on this thing. Well, I don't want to be seen with this person because she got a few extra pounds, but she has a beautiful face, a beautiful personality, got it going on for herself. And she got just a little bit more weight, and you concerned about what other people think. That means that you're not your own individual person. I'm just going to say you're not your own. You don't hold on your own because you care about what somebody is saying about the time that you're spending with somebody else that's a great person otherwise. And then you have people who don't want to be skinny. Come on, people. We all have something that may not be as so sexy or may not be as appealing to the next person. We all have something. None of us are, you know, picture perfect every time. None of us are just drop dead gorgeous like people falling on. Even, you know, we all have something that that people may not like about us or people may not find attractive, but, you know, I don't know how I ended up, but I guess it was needed to be said. I think that people should just learn how to have a great time with dating and not, you know, go into it, okay, is this my mate or this not my future mate or this my girlfriend or this my boyfriend or whatever. And I think we need to come up with, as an adult, we should come up with a different term other than boyfriend and girlfriend because that sounds so adolescent. But nevertheless, let me stay on topic. I'm thinking that we should just definitely just learn to just build on something a little bit more better, a better foundation. Enjoy life, enjoy people. You just never know how life would entreat you if you follow a different process than the norm. And just kind of, you know, just enjoy life and enjoy people. That's all I can say. And just make better choices with who you spend your time with, because if you are continuing on a path where you're always having bad dates, bad relationships and all of that, that means you need to revisit something in your own life, begin, you know, putting the time in, learning yourself, going deep within, you know, whatever that process may be, you know, spiritual, you know, it usually is a good way to start off with your spiritual path to connect with everything that's within you. So you begin to see, okay, what have I been doing wrong? What have I been doing right? And put everything, put all your cards on the table and just deal yourself a different hand by, you know, making some different choices in life. Well, you know, wow, that time went by so quickly. There's only 6 more minutes remaining in the show. But I want to just make mention of that my upcoming event for if you're in the Michigan area, I will be starting a community women's group, support group, as well as like a exercise group. But we will not just be exercising physically, but mentally, spiritually, all of those things. And we will be taking weekend excursions, other types of trips and things of that nature. And really just talking about life in general, finances, all of those things, because all of those things encompass me as a person, things I've learned about in my life, things I've mastered in my life, things I failed at in my life. But I'm helping other people to heal one day and one moment at a time, because all it takes is one person that's willing to help the next person. And sometimes all it takes is a person just to have somebody to say, yeah, I'm willing to help you through all that you're going through. And this is why my motto is happy, being happy, helping all people push past you. That's what my aim is, to help people find a happy place in their life. Because if you're happy yourself, guess what? You can make somebody else happy, and the right man or the right woman will recognize that, and they will want to be happy with you because they see that in spite of anything going on in your life, you choose to be happy, and I choose to be happy. So I want to encourage everyone to be happy, and we promise we will figure out what the little quirks were on the show today because we kind of missed out on our short introduction, so we are going to figure out that we might have to go back to an old format until we figure out what's going on, but I will be talking to you guys soon, and I just wish you a happy, happy life and a happy existence. Please seek that for you because you can have a happy life. You can have be happy in love. You could be balanced with your finances. You could just be balanced in your life in its entirety. Please reach out and touch me at 734-288-7189. Mia Happy Life Coaching is my company. And, again, I'm helping all push past yield. So if you have something that you're dealing with in your life and you're at the point of yield, call the sister, Michelle E. Alfred, and some of you know me as Poetic Energy. I am a willing vessel, and God has given me an appointment in my life and a purpose, and part of my purpose is, again, helping all push past you. Until next time, thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Michelle E. Alfred, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. Make sure you tune into all of our other shows throughout the week. We will be having our Thursday night open mic night this evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 917-932-8881. If you get time, call in and render us a piece. And we have a wonderful announcement. We are adding a new producer and host to the show, and I'm so looking forward to that. So peace and love to everyone, and enjoy, you know, as we approach this weekend. Again, make it a happy weekend and do something productive for yourself, and if you are happy in love, do something for the one you love. All right. God bless, and we're going to take it out here jazzy tonight. And this is Mr. Yancey with Remember. All right, Detroit and our global listeners, we love you for listening. Oh,